Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es sei der Peri Gimel Mishnah. Hey. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that it could be that the Saita drinks, but she does not die right away. Because the schus of mitzvahs that she did protects her, and it pushes off the punishment. Not everyone holds that way. So like the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says, Ein schus toile b'mayim hamarim. No, a schus does not work for her to push off the punishment that's caused by the mayim hamarim, by the bitter water. You see, v'ima to'aymer, if you're going to say that a schus toile b'mayim hamarim, that if she has a schus, that could push off the waters, you're going to be causing two major problems here. First of all, mada ato esamai. You're going to take away, you're going to like darken a color that's not so bold. It's called dia, the lashon of the Mishnah. Everybody was scared of the mayim hamarim. But now it's going to be, meh. And this is going to happen if they call an asham ashaisais. There's going to be less respect for the mayim hamarim, for all the water that would need to drink this. And it could very well be you're going to have a woman that is guilty, but she won't be scared to drink. She won't be mad that she's tummy. Furthermore, moitziat shemra, ala tohoira shashasu. If we see that a woman drinks, nothing happens to her. So we say, ah, Baruch Hashem, she's innocent. She's tahar. But now we're going to say, lav dafka. People will see that nothing happened to her. Shaimim, they're going to say, be'emes, tmei is saying, really, they're tamei. Well, she tells them schos, they had some schos. That's why they didn't die. Rebbe disagrees with Reb Shimon. Rebbe Yoimer has schos, toile b'mayim amarim, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. A schos could push off the Misa. The only thing is Rebbe holds. She starts getting punished a little bit right away. So people will see that it works. So Mimela, these tainas aren't tainas, because the women will be scared of the water, and people won't say, oh, so-and-so, maybe she's not so tar. She is, you see, absolutely nothing happened to her. Now, a woman is really innocent. She gets brachais. She's going to look better after the water. And this woman, that the emes is guilty, but she had some schos, you're going to see right away something is going wrong. All the brachais that normally come to a woman that's totally innocent, that's not going to happen to her. Little by little, she's going to deteriorate. And Lesaf, after a year, or two, or three, depending on what the schus is, he mesa ba'isa misa. She's going to die the misa v'saita. So the concern that somehow people are going to lose respect for the water, or someone who is truly tar is going to look bad, that's not a concern, says Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Okay, so what about the Tana of the previous Mishnah? Does the Tana of the previous Mishnah agree with Rabbi? That she starts getting a little punished right away. So there's a machloikis ameiram about this. According to Rav Sheshes, yeah, Tana of the previous Mishnah also agrees. She starts to deteriorate right afterwards, but she doesn't die. Although the Tana of the previous Mishnah does not necessarily say that eventually she will die, the Misa that is said by a Saita. According to Rav Yosef, according to the Tana of the previous Mishnah, no, nothing happens there. The Rebbe argues over here with the previous Mishnah. So how many shitas are there? There's for sure three shitas. We for sure know what Rav Shimon says. It doesn't get pushed off. We for sure know what Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, what Rebbe says, that the schus does push off the Misa, but she starts to deteriorate right away, and eventually she's going to die the Misa of a Saita. We're not sure what the first Tana holds, the Tana of the previous Mishnah. According to Rav Sheshes, that Tana also holds, she starts to deteriorate right away, although she does not necessarily die the Misa of a Saita. For that, the schus does work. According to Rabbi Yosef, the Tana of the previous Mishnah holds, no, she doesn't even start to deteriorate. He argues in Rebbe, even in regard to that. If she has a schus, the schus totally protects her.